Now, what is the answer to that? Well, it's given to us here in verse 13. What is the answer? Is Christ divided? And, of course, the answer is, of course, Christ is not divided at all. And anything that breaks up the unity in Christ has something wrong with it, friends. I don't care what it is. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? And the very interesting thing is that baptism became also a point of division among them. The crucifixion of Christ is the bedrock of Christian unity. And it's absurd to contemplate for anyone to let any individual divide us from the body. And then, were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Now, I do not really believe that Paul is talking here about water baptism, to tell the truth. That was always in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the one baptism is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the question is, Paul says, were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. They weren't baptized in his name. The baptism is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they need to return to the person of Christ. And very candidly, I've always felt I can fellowship with any man, regardless of his label, if he can meet with me around the person of Christ. And now we have here, he says, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. And I think here now he's talking about water baptism. And he said that he never specialized even in that, because there's always a danger of going off in that direction and thinking that baptism saves you, or that it actually has some mystical or some power that you couldn't get otherwise. And Paul says, I didn't emphasize it, lest any should say that I'd baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. And besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. Paul attached so little importance that he didn't even remember whether he'd baptized anyone else or not. He says, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now we've come here to another very important matter. And very candidly, I feel like it's very important for the fact today that we are seeing a great many people that are dividing and separating on many issues. And this is the thing that causes the schisms and the strife that is in the church. Now, the church in Corinth was fractured by this party spirit. And the message of all three which they brought to Corinth, of Paul, Cephas, and Apollos, it had the unifying quality and power, and it was a fusion and not a faction that the gospel they preached emphasized. But the people there began, because they were babies, to put the emphasis on individuals. Now, Paul emphasizes the centrality of the cross. And notice what he does again, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.